Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. This is Jim Dowling and I'll be your host tonight. We have two plays for you, both from Junior Playwrights Night Out at the Riverfront Playhouse. Our first play is Swooning for the Scythe, written by Grace Cohen Molly Peterson and directed by Jaden Kirsten. A woman falls in love with the Grim Reaper and how that love consumes mortals into insanity.
Dearest Mom, by the time you read this, you'll be cured and I'll be in the ground. Please do not be alarmed. I'm not depressed, I'm not confused, I'm not homicidal. The only thing I feel as I am writing this is love, true love. And my God doesn't make you do crazy things. I've loved every second of the time we've spent together. Even at your worst, you're the most amazing parent any daughter could ask for. And I can't wait for you to be at your best. Love can be such an abstract concept, and I've been swimming through abstract thought for a while now. My time has come, and I couldn't be happier. Goodbye. Signed, your dearest daughter, Stacy. P.S. If the police ever try and get involved, just deny it. Remember me as your perfect little girl. And again, I'm not homicidal.
Hey, Stacy, where should I put the body?
Shh! Lenny, there's neighbors right there. Thanks for letting me use your house. It has the perfect atmosphere.
No problem. Are we going on our date now?
What? God, no.
Well, it would be a waste of a candlelit dinner if we were just using it to lure these dates. Remember our side of the deal?
Oh, I remember. I said we could do a little something-something together if you help me kill this guy tonight. Well, there's two things you aren't considering. One, the body we have here is still unconscious, and two, this date is far from over. In fact, the night has only just begun. Hold him down.
Michael Montgomery, 23 and sweet, could not breathe under the pressure of defeat. Killed by a monster in a villainous scheming. So I come for your soul. When your mortal heart has stopped beating, I carry the touch of death, and your time is up.
What about me, gorgeous?
No, no, not this again.
Aw, so you do remember me. Sorry it's been so long. I was just busy getting this new setup.
Miss Franco, I do not find this amusing in the slightest.
Oh, come on, you're always coming back, ain't ya?
Yes, because it's my job. You can't impress me with murder.
And if I prove you wrong?
You really can't.
My body count is 183.
Body counts don't matter in a relationship. And no, there is no relationship happening here. Miss Franco, you need to stop what you're doing. This is extremely dangerous.
I'll do anything for you, baby. I mean, I could have saved Michael. I know CPR, but you just keep taking my breath away.
Stop.
Wow. Are you really the Grim Reaper?
Greetings, Leonard Stewart. I'm sorry you had to be part of this.
It's okay. It's mutual, sir. We agreed to go on a date together, a non-murder date, if I helped her out with Michael.
Are you serious?
Oh, no. He's not serious. Well, he is, but I'm not. The explanation is only half-baked. He's actually some creep who was trying to stalk me through my bedroom window. I caught him, got video evidence, and now he's my wingman. It's all purely blackmail. Just for you.
What?
There are so many things wrong with that. I can't even begin. Are you two on something?
I'm on my knees for you, baby. My precious Grim Reaper, the light of my life that shines through the deep, dark, depth of my soul, you are the only one for me. Please, 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 please take me with you.
No.
Come on, why do you think so many men agree to go out with me? Look at how charming I am. I'm so charming. Lenny, aren't I charming?
Very charming.
So charming.
For the last time, Miss Franco. I can't just whisk you off into the afterlife. And you can't just keep piling bodies to get some attention from it. Not only is it a huge waste of my time, but it's a waste of the little life you have left. Please, just enjoy life without gambling with it. Do whatever you mortals do. Ride a bike. Finish your college degree. Be with your mother. Go to the movies.
I'd like to take you to the movies, but they don't let you bring your own snacks.
No.
Just take me with you. Pick me. Choose me.
Miss Franco.
I'm the only Franco girl you want. I'm the only Franco girl you need. Just touch me. Take me.
It is not your time yet. Goodbye.
Wait. No, don't! Hey, Mom, I'm home. Guess what I got?
Oh, Stacy, you're an angel. You didn't have to. Now tell me, how did the latest date go? Did you find the one? Are you bringing somebody home for dinner?
I wish. It's just the same old thing every time. I talk, he listens, I listen, he talks, I eat, he plays, I tell a joke, he laughs, I smother him, he dies. I'm a really bad kisser. I'm just glad to be home. With you.
Oh, Stacy, I don't want you to worry about me all the time. I mean, look at you, my pretty girl turning all the boys' heads. You're a showstopper. I mean, soon enough you'll find someone to start. You won't need I...
It's okay. You're doing better, you know that.
The doctors care to disagree.
Oh, what do they know? They're a bunch of jerks.
Well, just because they couldn't fix me up doesn't make them jerks. So shush. You're so judgy.
It's one of my few flaws, what can I say?
But you do take good care of me, sweetheart. You both worry so much.
Me and?
You and an old friend.
Oh, do you need anything, Mom? Are you hungry or uncomfortable?
Some leftovers would be nice.
Gotcha. I'll take out the trash while I'm at it.
Linda Franco.
The Grim Reaper. Welcome back, you old dog.
The door was open, Linda.
Oh, like you don't always just barge in. I haven't seen you in some time. How have you been?
I've been better. It's just been busy. You look well, Linda. Or as well as a person in the middle of a fit can be.
Oh, so I just blacked out. Again.
Still going strong.
I have 2 months left.
It's going to be okay, Linda.
Grim, I'm in my early 40s, and I can't even go outside my own house. Move in, that matter. I'm glued to this couch. My life is on this couch. I'm going to die on this couch. I could be out in the town with my girlfriends. I could be taking that aerobics class at the gym. I could be reading to my first grade class. The kids are so sweet, you know? They sent me a get well card with all these kind messages and Crayola drawings. Not that it helps. It's been a while since I quit teaching. God, there could have been a book club, a birthday party, a trip to Europe, a date out under the stars. There's so much I wanted to do. So much, so little, so much, too little, too much, too little, too much pain. I can't. And I thought that heart attack in 2010 would do me.
But you're still here. This fit is just a close call, Linda. Very close.
As it always is when you're here. I appreciate your company.
It's always a pleasure to be by your side. Well, without considering your circumstances. Let me express something. Out of all the mortals I've seen wither and wane, I've never seen someone who could bring so much life into the lives of others while staring fearlessly into the impending depths of decay. You've combated a diseased beating heart through teaching snotty children, watering your array of plants, being in the company of your daughter.
I just hope I don't wear her down. She really is a sweetheart. Isn't she?
Yeah, sure. Linda, you're brave. You're so brave.
Brave? I'm not brave. And you're not scary either. I actually feel at most at peace around you.
Not yet.
Dearest Mom, By the time you read this, you will be cured, and I will be in the ground. Everything is going to be okay, because I'm doing this all for love. It's the kind of love that's unconditional, the kind I would die for. Love can make us do a lot of things, and I've been a little nuts lately. I'm sorry. I've loved every second of the time we've spent together. Even at your worst, you're the most amazing parent any daughter could ask for. And I can't wait for you to be at your best. I have a confession to make. It's a secret I've been keeping for myself for years. I remember being 9 years old when I first saw you in the hospital bed. All wired up, breathing all funny, hearing the thumps of your heart on a monitor. It was the most scared I've been for you. That night I stayed in the hospital will be a night I will never forget. I was sleeping in the pullout bed right next to you, dozing to the ambiance of the monitor while I was about to go into my own little dreamland when the skips of your heart monitor transitioned into one long beep. I opened my eyes, but I didn't see you. I saw a cloaked, dark, smoky figure standing between me and your sleeping body. He had just turned his back on me. He was looking directly at you. Then he just disappeared. That's when the doctors rushed in. I thought I was going to lose you, and you were just okay. That was just the beginning. No, maybe not. You've been going through congenital heart disease for most of your life. So how long have you been having blackouts like that? How long has death been watching over you? Why haven't you told me anything about how much pain you're going through? That night wasn't the last time I've seen you together. On multiple occasions, him just staring at you. It makes me sick. Did you even know? Did you? I have won. My time has come, and I couldn't be happier. Goodbye. Signed, your dearest daughter, Stacy. P.S. Don't check the Stewart incinerator.
There go the bodies in the incinerator. Phew, and another night of hard work. God, why does Stacy need to be such a tease sometimes? I try and I try. Maybe I just need to try more. I don't know. Why is it so cold now? Oh no. Oh God. No, 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 no. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I have so much to live for.
No, Mr. Stewart, just relax. You accidentally burnt a squirrel alive when it was trapped in the incinerator with a dozen rotting corpses. No big deal.
Oh. Okay. Good.
Is Miss Franco around?
She's cleaning up the kitchen. I don't know, she's doing something.
Mr. Stewart, could I ask you something personal?
Go for it.
How long have you known Miss Franco? And above all that, why are you still with her?
Well, there's just something special about Stacy Franco, you know? I remember taking this college course with her at Patrick's Park. It was around a year ago. She was that it girl, all cheerful and friendly, but with a hint of mysteriousness. Nobody really knew her, but everybody liked her. Well, the girls didn't really like her, but their boyfriends did. Anyway, we got assigned to do this chemistry project together, and she was so nice. She acted like we were old-time friends. We spent class time together, and it was really amazing. We talked and talked and talked. She had this laugh, this really loud cackle that would catch everyone off guard. It was really attractive to me, though. It's weird how we ended up together, since I'm kind of a loner and girls don't really like me for whatever reason. So since then, I started to follow her home, took some pictures, I stole some stuff.
That's disgusting.
But now I have an actual chance. Stacy said if things don't work out between you and her, we can actually be together. I just need to help her on these dates, and everything checks out. Sure, it hurts me to see her with you, but since you're so stubborn with her advances, maybe I'm good.
Mr. Stewart, you are being played so hard. Do you know how long Miss Franco has been doing this for? 5 years. Miss Franco has been doing this for 5 years. You're not her first accomplice either.
Ooh, Where are they now?
I don't think you want to know.
Wow. Oh, God.
Leonard, listen to me.
Now I'm simultaneously more scared and attracted to her.
Leonard!
She's like a woman warrior, destroyer of
Lenny, my God, listen to yourself. She's a serial killer, a hazard to humanity, and someone I love is going to get hurt because of her. Please, she doesn't love you. And when she's done with you, you are joining that squirrel and others in there. If you want to live, you need to turn that girl around. Listen to me. Don't be like the others.
Lenny! Hey, you! Welcome back. What took you so long?
I saw him. Again.
Him?
The Grim Reaper.
What? Tell me you're joking. Why didn't you call me over?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lenny. Call me next time, all right?
Yeah, sure. Stacy, can we talk?
Of course, about what?
Our feelings, maybe? I'm a little concerned about you.
Lenny, darling, what's so concerning? I'm doing just fine. I'm on top of the world, even. I've made more kills than I ever had before. Everything is going according to plan. Everything is going to work out. I just need him to take me instead.
What are you talking about?
The greater good. I'm talking about the greater good, Lenny. And on that account, I have an idea. There's this cute little playhouse with all these actors and audience members, all that good stuff. Just in the corner of town, there's this train that goes by. It'll probably make a lot of noise. There's also all these homeless people around, so framing someone would be so easy. Too easy.
Stacy, I don't like this.
What's not to like? Then he'll be there, then I use my feminine wiles, and he'll have to take me. He needs to.
No, this is crazy.
Do not call me crazy. I need to increase my body count. I need him to look at me. I need him to take me before it's too late. She can't die. She has too much to live for. No, that's not gonna happen. It can't. I won't let it happen. No, I can't. Not in a million years. I won't.
That's enough. Let's take a break. We've done a lot already, haven't we? Just breathe. In and out. In and out. In. I've always wanted to hug you like this. You smell really good.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right. Personal space. I totally get that. Okay, maybe I don't know exactly what's going on, but I just want to let you know that I'm here for you. Everything is going to be okay. I'm your support. I'm your friend. I'm your guy. Let me help you. We're in on this together, okay?
I'm gonna go lay down in your bed for a little bit.
Can I?
Alone, with the door locked.
Okay, cool. I'll see you in a little bit. Oh my God, what a girl. What is this? Dearest Mom. Thank you, Grim Reaper. I won't be like the others. Because Stacy is finally going to like me. And I have my chance right here.
Stacy, where are you? Please, somebody. Anybody? Call an ambulance. Hello? Can anybody hear me? Anyone?
I can hear you, Linda.
Grim, oh my goodness. Hello?
Oh, Linda.
Everything hurts so badly. I can't move my legs anymore.
Everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay.
Of course it'll be. You're here now.
No.
Yes.
It's just another close call, Linda. It's just another fit that you can overcome.
You know it's not. I'm ready now. I know I am.
No. Linda. I don't want you to be ready.
Aren't I going to see you in the afterlife?
No. I can't go to the afterlife. That's the issue. I'm stuck on mortal planes to reap souls. I can't. I won't see you again. What about Stacy, your daughter? Your unfinished business.
She's grown up, Grim. My little girl has become a beautiful social butterfly. She can make it in the world. I know she can. She's become too busy for me anyways, so...
Stop it. Your little girl is no social butterfly. She's no princess. She's not the girl you've raised. She needs serious help because she loves you. She loves you very much.
I think anyone would be in distress when their mother passes on. It's all right. She'll have the support she needs. Out there, in the world. It's always strange without the thumping. Without hearing the sound of the monitor. It's strangely freeing. Almost weightless. I feel almost like a caged baby bird getting ready to spread my soft new wings and escape into the sky, flying higher and higher until the zero gravity of space takes me in. And then I see them, the stars, the starry sight of space and the mysteries of it all. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. I'll get a far view from Earth where I can see my daughter, living her life. She'll get married, she'll have her first child, she'll have her first grandchild. I'll watch over her, and she'll enjoy life without my pain. And I'll be in the starry sky.
You want to see the starry sky? Let's take a walk.
Mom? Mom? Hello, where are you? No, Mom. Open up, please, Mom. Get out of there. This isn't funny, Mom. Open the door. Open the door. Oh my God. This is a joke. Yeah, it's just a joke. Everything is okay. You're okay. The doctor said you have a month left. 2 months, 8 months, 1 year. Eternity. You have eternity. You have me, Stacy Franco. Little girl. Perfect little angel. Miss Franco. Miss Reaper. Grim Reaper. Death. Oh my God. Just open up, please. You're in there with him, aren't you? He has your hand, doesn't he? It wasn't supposed to be like this. I was supposed to save you. I was supposed to take your place. Please, please, Mom, don't let him touch you. The world needs better people like you, and I'm the absolute worst. I've hurt so many people. Please, Mom. Dearest Mom, I'm sorry. I've loved you so much, and it drove me to the edge. I've done so many awful things. I'm a monster. I'm a terrible monster. And none of it was your fault. I had to distract him from you, but I didn't know how. Oh my God, no. I can't. I need someone. I need another distraction. I need someone now.
Hey, you found my knife. Stacy, look. I'm sorry. Stacy. No, wait.
You love my laughter, don't you, Lenny?
You just heard Swooning for the Scythe, written by Grace Coe and Molly Peterson and directed by Jaden Kirsten. The cast for Swooning for the Scythe was Daisy Lemos as Stacy, Dagmar Hansen as Lenny, Grace Fennell as Linda, and Thorin Hansen as Grimm. Our next play is Unfaded, also from Junior Playwrights Night out at the Riverfront Playhouse. Unfaded was written and directed by Jaden Kirsten. A group of young people attend a ball designed to help them find their soulmate.
Come on in, everybody. Hurry.
Isn't it all so dreamy? I mean, this ball, finding the one, I honestly can't wait. But I'm still a little anxious.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So fun.
You don't sound so enthusiastic.
I'm sorry. I'm just... Never mind. It's stupid.
No, what? What's wrong?
Hello, everyone. My name is Nadia Fraser, and I'm the head of the Soulmate Words and Tracking Institution. And for 200 years, we have been throwing this ball ever since the population shortage. And as you know, half of you have been born with the words your soulmate will first say to you on your wrist, and have been searching for them your whole life, while the other half have been in the dark for years until tonight at midnight. Exciting, I'm sure, but I want you all to remember this is the most important night of your life, and you should not take this lightly. Anyways, I hope you all find what you are searching for. Now let's get this party started.
Woo!
Yeah!
Come on, why aren't you excited? You should be excited.
I'm not. I'm so nervous. What if I don't get his words?
Don't be ridiculous. He has yours. And plus, you've been compatible since the start. Remember your first conversation? It was so cute.
Of course I do, but I just have this horrible feeling.
Come on, be positive. You'll get his words, just don't stress, and it will all be fine. I promise you.
Catherine, this feeling is still not going away.
Oh, shut up. Just relax. You guys have been perfect from the beginning. I should be the one who's nervous. You've found yours already. You'll be fine.
But what if...
Ugh, Connor, thank God. Your girlfriend is stressing and won't listen to me. So help her, and I'm going to enjoy my last minutes of freedom.
What? Why? What's wrong?
Nothing.
No, what's wrong?
Ugh, I just don't think I'll get your words, okay?
Emmy, it's okay. Remember our first conversation?
No, it's fine.
Come on, remember? You were talking to Catherine about how you never wanted to meet your soulmate. And I overheard you and said, I don't believe in never. And then you said...
No, we don't need to.
No, I don't believe in never.
Well, I don't always believe in always.
Well, opposites attract.
Never.
Always.
You were right then.
I know. And I'm right now. Now let's relax and have some fun.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. I hope you are all having a great time. Great to hear. We have about 20 seconds until midnight, so I want the people who have their words on the left side and people who don't on the right. Hurry, everyone. 10 seconds, everybody.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I don't have his words.
What did you say?
Nothing. Nothing. What are your words?
It says, what's your story?
Oh, cool. I'm going to go.
Oh, yes. Fine, Connor. I'm going to see if my soulmate is here.
Yeah, you go do that.
Hey, Em. Emmy, show me your wrist.
Do I really have to? I mean, we already know we're soulmates.
I know, but I want to see it.
No.
Well, why not? Come on.
No, Connor. I can't.
What? Why? You don't have my words.
Yes, I do.
Then show me your wrist.
I can't.
Why did you lie?
I'm sorry, Connor, but we can still be together. You have my words. I just don't have yours. But I still love you, and you still love me too. Right?
I do, but... You don't have my words. How is this supposed to work?
I know I don't have yours, but I want to be with you. Only you.
But I'm not your soulmate. So what if you meet yours, and you want to be with him? I'd rather save myself an even bigger heartbreak and leave now, than stay longer, and fall more and more in love with you, until one day you up and leave.
That would never happen.
Well, Emmy, you know... I don't believe in never.
That was Unfated, written and directed by Jaden Kirsten. The cast was Grace Fennell as Emmy, Thorne Hansen as Connor, Dagmar Hansen as Catherine, and Daisy Lemos as Nadia. That concludes our shows for the evening. Our technical direction for Scratched Up Radio Theater is by Lily Dubois. Thank you for listening.